This is an increasingly common sight in New Delhi. Small children playing at construction sites, dangerously close to heavy machinery. Some estimate that the Commonwealth Games have brought an additional 10,000 children into New Delhi. Many live in squalid conditions without electricity or adequate toilet facilities. Lawyer Subhash Bhatnagar is a social activist who is trying to help the children.
In the rural area from where they are coming, is almost a starvation situation. It's a pushed out factor, not pull factor that you earn better in the lead, that is why you are coming. They are just pushed out of that area. They have nothing to fall back upon.
Many children are here because their fathers are reluctant to leave their wives at home without protection. So the children come too. Wives also are among the laborers. Kiran Betty's husband is ill, so she traveled with her four children 600 kilometers to Delhi to earn $2 a day and meals for her kids. They live below a highway overpass. She says the children wander around while she works.
I've tried to put my children in government schools here, but they are not accepted. They just dismiss us, saying we are labor class people. Even if they would accept our children, how would we afford the fees?
Some children benefit from programs run by non-profit organizations such as Mobile Creches. It provides free schooling, daycare, and supplementary meals for up to 80 children at each of its facilities near 20 construction sites. Anjali Alexander heads Mobile Creches. She says the children often move around to different sites and that constant moving impairs their development.
So emotionally, mentally, it takes a huge toll on children.
The law requires that 1% of the cost of construction projects be set aside for a workers' welfare fund, in part to pay for nurseries and schooling. Compliance is poor, but Delhi has accumulated a welfare fund of some $70 million, although advocates say a mere $30,000 worth of benefits has reached workers. Many of the workers are undocumented, so they often are underpaid, are not enrolled in Social Security, and do not receive adequate safety equipment. But Anjali Alexander says the plight of the workers and their children does not concern most middle and upper class people in Delhi.
Complete apathy. You are desensitized in a sense because you see it every day. But, it's not their issue. It's just not their issue at all.
The Delhi High Court has ordered a commission to look into the allegations of labor law violations at Commonwealth Games project sites. A report is due this month, but rights groups expect the games will be over and the workers and their families scattered before the legal process has run its course. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.